Imagine spending $243,000 on the production of one song without even budgeting a penny on the marketing. That is what 2023 Grammy Award-winning R&B songstress Mooney Long is claiming that she spends on just one track to release. Not on the full album, which can have up to 18 tracks, just one song, almost a quarter of £1 million. I'm not going to lie, some of you might have seen this meme floating around the internet, but it triggered me. Let's break it down.
Welcome to the All About Helping podcast.
Now, a lot of musicians probably saw this floating around the internet, getting a lot of shares. And Mooney has publicly come out and said she didn't design it. She's simply sharing it from a source she found. And my first reaction was actually anger, to dispute and disregard some of the costs. But actually, after reading into it, after crawling through all the comments, after hearing Mooney's side of the story, I think I might have changed my opinion. But I want to know what you think. At first, it was crazy. $50,000 for the artwork, $150,000 for the video. But I started to dig deeper. And so isn't this exactly what a label advance is designed for? That was my first thought. You get fronted up the cash to incur all the costs you make. And then afterwards, once you've paid back that cash, then your revenue and your royalties begin to flow. And so even just going line by line through this actual meme, I want to bring it up here. So $1,200 per 12-hour block in engineering fees for the actual vocal engineer to punch in your vocals. It's not bad, right? $5,000 to $30,000 for production. That's a bit shocking, but I can actually imagine this. At the major label level, I can really visualize some of the most renowned producers in the world charging that sort of fee. $500 to $7,500 in mixing. That's a bit bumped. It's in the right ballpark, but some of my friends are Grammy award-winning mixing engineers, and they charge around $2,000 to $3,000 per song. So unless you're going for the absolute best mixing engineer in the world, you could save some money there. $500 to $5,000 for mastering. I think you'll find a lot of mix engineers have a preferred trusted partner that they go to for mastering so that everything's in the right order for them. So this seems steep, but it is a place where you could cut some costs if you want to go to your own person. Here's where it gets tricky. $1,000 to $50,000 for the artwork. Now, I initially thought this meant graphic designer, but I dived into the comments of the post, and Mooney actually clarifies that that includes the entire production value of the shoot, from the staff, the outfit styling, the makeup, the hair, the brand strategy, the venue hire, the equipment hire, and everything else in between. So with that in mind, that does make some more sense. And then in another reply, she clarifies this is for an artist with goals of topping the Billboard 100. So they're trying to go after the number one song in the country. And that's something she didn't mention in the original caption, but it's starting to make a little bit more sense at this point. Next, $5,000 to $150,000 for a music video. And that tiny red text underneath, it caveats. This is for videos with a story, not just rapping in the street. And for a video to do, you know, hundreds of millions of streams, crazily, I actually have changed my mind and I can accept this figure of 150K. If you think about a Doja Cat or a Cardi B video with, you know, multiple colored production sets, multiple custom outfits, custom animations, you have editing costs, dancers, you've got everything else, this could rack up a bill pretty quickly. And so I think the issue I have here is when you sum all of that up, the low end of the figures is $13,000, and the high end of the figures is $243,000 without spending a penny on marketing. And that's such a big range, it doesn't really give a clear picture. I kind of wish Mooney Long actually made her own version of this meme rather than just resharing from someone else, but with actually her experiences rather than trying to justify some content that somebody else created. And so for the marketing, she wrote $0 to unlimited. And that doesn't include a radio plugger, a PR agency, playlist from promoter, ad agency, guerrilla, marketing stunts, pop-up stores, and so on. It doesn't include any film collaborations, brand sponsorships, makeup partnerships, doesn't include touring. So she makes her money from many other sources. Music is not her only source of revenue. Sorry, let me clarify. The music streaming from Spotify. And I actually took a look at her numbers. So she has 5.69 million monthly listeners. by a quick calculation from musicgateway.com, it's their royalty calculator, I put in 5.9 million streams. That spat out $23,000 per month. And times that by 12 for an entire year, that's $276,000. But we have to recognize that Def Jam Recordings, her label, would take a significant portion of this, almost all of it, until she recoups her initial advance. So isn't that the point, though? They give you the money up front to pay for all the costs you need to make the record, so you're not out of pocket. Then you can earn it back later over time. So my question is, do you think Mooney Long is actually paying this amount per song, or was this all an attention-seeking ploy? Her new song, Made For Me, is conveniently and coincidentally playing over the image. And maybe it's a problem that her song only has 1.2 million streams compared to some of the others that have 20 million to 200 million streams. Is this all a marketing ploy to get more attention onto her music? I think the lesson here is simply don't buy shit you can't afford. So we don't need to justify any of the figures. You don't need to spend the label advance in total if you don't have confidence you're going to recoup everything, because then you're not making a salary until you've paid it all back. And so if an artist is complaining or highlighting how expensive music is, that's the reality. You want to be a Billboard chart-topping artist. So whatever budget you can save, try and save. Whatever corners you can do in-house with your own production team to save paying external people, give it a go. For example, you could double down on social media, which is completely free. It's kind of a first world problem, isn't it? To be complaining about generating over £250,000, but not having enough budget. Life's too expensive to release. What do you guys think? This video is not meant to throw shade. This is just a cost analysis from my opinion. I'd love to know your thoughts. Which of these are justifiable? Which of these are way overpriced? Which of these do you think would not be necessary for an artist to reach the number one song in the country? Do you need more than $250,000 to break a record? Let's discuss it. I want to have that conversation. But for now, thank you for locking into the All About Helping pod. Your attention means the world. And I can't wait to have more discussions like this, because this is where we're going to cross over into the territory of social media versus revenue generation, which is what this channel is all about.